It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. And you know, Scott, let's just go ahead and get on into it, and let's welcome back Michael Dugan as president and CEO of EchoStar.
Yeah, Mike Dugan is back, and he is back where he belongs, actually. And, you know, he was there before as the president and COO. Charlie's always held the CEO position. But he's back where he belongs, and he's the real mastermind behind the scenes there of EchoStar, and he's back. I wasn't surprised to read the news when it came out. I kind of expected it a couple months ago because Charlie was just intern CEO and president while they split EchoStar as a separate company from Dish Network, and I actually expected this move, as I say, a couple months ago, and it just took a little while to get it done.
Right, so you could say Mike actually got a promotion.
Yeah, he moved up from COO to CEO, so he's good there. It was kind of disappointing reading at other sites, making it sound like Charlie had nothing to do with Dish Network anymore. People, there's two different companies here. Dish Network is a separate company from EchoStar, and no matter what, Charlie Ergen is still chairman of the board, so don't think that there's going to be no more Charlie chats or Charlie's not going to have any control of the company anymore. It's business as usual. With employees that have been known and trusted to Dish Network basically since they started, and to EchoStar. So don't think that Charlie's going anywhere, because he's not.
Right, yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure that Charlie would not be getting out of this business, and I'm pretty 100% positive that Charlie loves this business and would always be in it in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, Charlie, you know, me and him sat down and talked about things before, about stuff like this. And, you know, Charlie told me he's looking for a buyer, but as a responsible company owner, that's something they got to do, and if the right price came along, he would consider it. And no matter what, I don't see him out of the industry. In one way or the other, he'd be involved somehow. And again, with this change here, with Mike Dugan becoming the president and CEO of EchoStar, Charlie Ergen's sitting in the same seat he always has sat in, and things are not going to change.
Yeah, and you know, Dish Network was not the only one to make some news with new CEOs. DirecTV announced also a few hours later that Michael White would be their president and CEO.
Yeah, that was kind of an interesting choice there, and the more I'm learning about it, the more I'm finding out that they've had him selected for quite a while now. They just held off on making the announcement, because Michael White is retiring from Pepsi. Where he's the CEO of the PepsiCo International division of Pepsi. And he announced his retirement a couple months ago. But he's not really retiring, is he? He's going over to DirecTV. Now, my insiders at DirecTV are telling me that for the past couple months, former Pepsi employees have started working at DirecTV up in the executive offices. So he's assembling all his men there and getting them all lined up, and good for him. Let's see what he can do. He's a remarkable money man, as far as I understand, and he's had a lot of big transactions go down under his belt, including the purchasing of the independent Pepsi bottling companies backed by Pepsi. Mouthful to say there. But he's really good in acquisitions, and I think we can see him do some interesting things if DirecTV doesn't get sold to another company.
Yeah, DirecTV, right now it's just kind of a catch-22 situation they're in, with especially with bandwidth. They can't really add too many channels until new satellites launch, but at the same time they're getting creamed by the competition, per se.
Well, not really. If you look at things, DirecTV looks like they may get lucky. Their new launch schedule for the new DirecTV 12 satellite is now on December 29th. So it looks like by the February or March time frame, they can finally get rid of the drought they had of the bandwidth. So that will be kind of nice for them. But getting back to Michael White, there's some things there that looks like Michael White wants to expand DirecTV beyond the United States and Latin America. And that actually seems like a very, very smart idea. He wants to make DirecTV a global name. And that's very respectable. And honestly, here in the United States, in the satellite world, most of the low-hanging fruit on the trees, being new customers, they're hard to find nowadays. But there's places around the world where DirecTV can go in and start services or buy failing services and turn them around and give other parts of the world that DirecTV experience, and that would be a good thing.
You know, I always wondered how well the demand for American channels such as ESPN and Lifetime, just to name a few channels, would be accepted overseas. Not only would that help spread the American culture across our borders, but they would also have an opportunity to sell to America's fine servicemen and women as they're overseas, and also hopefully subscribe to people who might not necessarily know what American television is all about.
I don't know if they would honestly offer American television, whether it's like, let's say it's DirecTV Europe, which could compete with Sky, which is the former owners of DirecTV. How funny would that be? If they did that, they would be offering the local channels, the popular channels, but I could see them interspersing a couple American channels. It was just like when Sky owned DirecTV here in the United States. They didn't bring in a lot of their Sky channels at all. The only one I can think of, really, is the Fox Soccer Channel, which was based off of Sky Channel. And going to be interesting to see, but there's a lot of people out there in the world who are hungry for satellite service who don't have access to a good provider. You see a lot of big dishes out in other countries. You see a lot of scattered KU dishes here and there, but not really DBS-type systems like we have here in the United States. And I think that's what they're going to aim for, and that's a very smart decision in my book.
Yeah, Scott, you're absolutely right, because look at BBC here in the United States, how much of a demand there is for BBC's channels, not BBC America, but their normal channels that they show over in Europe. And to me, it only makes sense to target those places back and forth, like targeting BBC here in America. And speaking of BBC America, I hear that Dish Network's website thinks that we have BBC America HD.
Well, yeah, something interesting popped up on Friday, and a couple people alerted me to the fact that if you went to the Dish Network commercial website, and the commercial website is for commercial sales, for multi-dwelling units, like apartment buildings and restaurants and things like that, if you looked at their channel list, they had BBC America listed in HD, and also if you went to the HD listings, you saw BBC America HD, you clicked on it, you got a full description of BBC America HD, and the BBC America HD logo and where it was coming from on 129 and 61.5 and the channel number. I believe it was 9450, if memory serves me correct. And so we started saying, is this a clue here from Dish Network? So we posted it online, and within a couple hours later, Dish Network started changing the website to remove what they put up there. But for me, that's a pretty good indicator we're going to see BBC America HD soon. And you just don't add those things to your channel list. I have a feeling, and I've seen it done before, where Dish Network has two websites. They have an internal website and they have an external website. All the prep work for their websites is supposed to be done on the internal website first. And then when it's time to roll it out, to kick the button over and copy the files to the live website. And I have a funny feeling that the person who updates the website put it on the wrong server. They put it on a live server instead of the test server. Very, very interesting there. We've seen it happen time and again. There has been many times where Dish Network's websites have given us clues of what's coming down the line, and it's been accurate. In fact, I don't recall any times where it's been wrong.
In giving us clues, I believe the Uplinker report also gave us a clue at another channel that could be launching.
Yep, and also I got some internal documentation that someone from some inside sent me. It looks like Dish Network is really, really close now with a deal with Epix for both standard definition and high definition. If my memory serves me correctly, and I'm not in front of my documentation at the moment, but I believe the channel is going to air on channel 294, which is right below the premium channels on Dish Network. So it could be possible that Epix is added to Dish Network and it's built into two specific accounts, such as Top 250 or the Everything package, and is not a separate subscription package like an HBO or Showtime is. So that's some very interesting stuff there. They uplinked it on Wednesday. According to TS Reader stuff, There is video on both the standard definition and the high definition, and the high definition is a temporary channel. And hopefully we'll see it soon. And if I was a betting man, I would say sometime around December 1st. But personally, Bob, you know, it's Thanksgiving, and what other time are you sitting around your TV with your family but on Thanksgiving Day? What better treat would it be to have Epics and even BBC America HD with your family?
Yeah, I know. Especially with Thanksgiving being on Thursday, it'd be real nice for a Wednesday uplink report, and that'd make a lot of people buzzing and be like, and you could also say as a selling point, look, they're always adding channels left and right, and no, there's no better way to have TV. Why would you ever pay more for DirecTV or whatever Dish's tagline is? And it's just a good way for Club Dish to be able to sell that to your friends and family.
Yeah, and you know, this is a time where well, while DirecTV is down on the ropes because of their bandwidth issues, this is the time that Dish Network should be really swinging. And what better time to do it when you have a lot of non-Dish Network people watching Dish Network? Personally, that's what I would do, but I don't run the company, and you know, hopefully they do it, and we won't know until it happens. So keep tuned to Satellite Guys for our continued uplink reports. We're the only site to give you live uplink reports. When we say live, they're within a couple minutes of uplink changes happening. But we're proud to do this for you, and hopefully we give you some good news and give you a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't seen more mudslinging like how Verizon and AT&T is doing right now between Dish and DirecTV.
Yeah, I'm really surprised they haven't done a lot of that. Dish has started taking off their gloves finally and saying how great, you know, the receivers are and how great this, that, and the other thing is, but they haven't really gone after DirecTV about their bandwidth issues. And, you know, I guess it's really a moot point after December 29th if the rocket goes up, because soon DirecTV will have a lot more capacity than Dish, and I wouldn't count Dish out, though, because they're holding a lot of bandwidth back that they're not currently using, so don't consider them down and out. But it's going to be interesting to watch.
Yep. Well, guys, have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. Don't drink and drive, as always. And you get stuffed and enjoy some football.
Yeah, and save a couple beers for me and Bob, all right?
So until next week, we'll catch you guys real soon.
Happy Turkey Day.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.